Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Monday, December 2nd, 2019 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride, a wild and dystopic ride. It is. So happy International Day of Persons with Disabilities. No, wait, that's tomorrow. That's not today. Happy World AIDS Day. No, wait, that was yesterday. I'm confused. It's so hard to keep up these days. And, of course, last week was, you know, cultural appropriation. Oh, no, wait, it was Thanksgiving. So happy cultural Thanksgiving or whatever. I hope that you had a nice Thanksgiving. We took a break. And evil never sleeps, as folks like Bob Marley observed. So we're back at it. It's Monday. It feels like a Monday. I don't know about you, but it feels like a Monday to me. And everywhere you look, it seems that the inevitability of the creep of gradualism is pressing in. You know, you put together the inevitability of the creep of gradualism together with moral relativist society, a godless society, and, you know, it's inevitable. That's the inevitability. That's the Fabian way. And it's unfortunate that more people, I mean, we have lessons. This should be a place, America should be a place, where we hang on to those lessons of history. And you have, folks like Thomas Jefferson, who told us, who observed for example in his letter to Samuel Kirchhoff, that notable letter, July 12, 1816, when Thomas Jefferson posited that a departure from principle in one instance becomes a precedent for a second, that second for a third, and so on. And the next thing you know, down the slippery slope and careening over the edge you go. And so these marginalist, incrementalist, gradualist arguments, you know, the nudge, that's how it works. You know, you don't, if you observe the Fabian way, you don't try to push for a huge change overnight. You want to go gradually by degrees, and you move people away from their moorings, their foundation, to wherever you want them to go. And it's unfortunate, but it seems that that's where we have gone in America. I want to revisit Jordy Rose's infamous remarks, but not those from the Tech Vancouver conference. But instead, those from an earlier talk that he gave back in 2013. And what he was saying about what would happen in the next 15 years. It's just interesting. He's involved in these projects. You know, he says that these super intelligent aliens are coming to Earth in 2017. 4 years before that, he was talking about the D-Wave box, saying, you know, it looks like an altar to an alien god. It's pretty impressive. So I want to revisit that stuff because, you know, like he said in 2017 at the Tech Vancouver talk, if this is really happening, then it seems this is important information. You know, he has doubled down on these predictions and notions that by 2030, technologists like himself and the folks he works with will be able to create robots that can do anything that man can do, only better, faster, cheaper, more efficiently, less error prone, all of those kinds of things. That's that's his prediction. And so, like he said in the Tech Vancouver talk, you know, if technologists can make a robot for $10 and sell it for a profit at $15, that will replace someone's $100,000 a year job, then what do you do? And so that's an issue I want to get to. And I'm going to talk about some of the headlines, and the point being, as we head in that direction, and there are other things too. I got an email. We get emails, hosts get emails for, you know, promotional kinds of things, guest alert guests, you know, have this person on your broadcast. And I always find it humorous. You know, one of the most humorous that I talked about not too long ago was Judge Jeanine Pirro, which I thought would be, that would be interesting. I think we would have an interesting conversation, she and I. But this one was interesting. I'll come back to this. Dr. Stephen Hatfill. Yes, if you're familiar with 9/11 and the anthrax scare and, you know, all of that, Dr. Stephen Hatfill is an interesting character. He kind of reminds me of someone like Graham Fuller. You know, anytime you hear CIA counterterrorism expert, oh, so like the worst of the worst bad guys. A blatant lying sensationalist BS artist kind of person with, you know, visions of grandiosity and the worst kind of megalomaniacal sort of complex. I mean, the guy is apparently working on building a boat. You know, you hear about his settlements. I should wait on this, but you hear about his settlements, and then you try to do the math to see how he's building this Dr. Evil, you know, floating laboratory. It's all very strange. So Dr. Stephen Hatfill is a character maybe we'll come back to, but I just thought it was interesting that an email I received last week was, you know, the subject line reads, "Guest, is another flu pandemic likely?" I'm sure other RBN hosts received this email, but it says, "Hello, Chris. In 1918, a flu pandemic killed 100 million people worldwide. I wonder, has anyone in this crowd listened to what Dr. A. Truott has said about this and, you know, read Dr. Mary's Monkey?" And, well, never mind. I'm sure not. So continuing, it says, "Dr. Stephen Hatfill thinks we are not prepared to handle a similar pandemic today." Well, that's interesting, because he's been in some curious places when some curious things have happened. No. Like the anthrax scare circa 9/11, 2001. So anyway, this is just a plug for his book, Dr. Stephen Hatfill, a virologist and principal author of the new book, 3 Seconds Until Midnight, 3secondsuntilmidnight.com, says that more than a century after the 1918 flu pandemic killed 100 million people worldwide, the United States remains unprepared to handle a similar pandemic today. Yeah. Bad guys know, because, you know, if you want to know what's going to happen, just listen to the people that make it happen. So that's interesting. We'll come back to that. A departure from principle in one instance becomes a precedent for a second, that second for third, and so on. You know, we ought to be in America, as far as I'm concerned, in my estimation, we ought to be the place, while the whole world is coming unraveled, if that were the thing, and it shouldn't be, that shouldn't even be happening, but while the whole world was coming unraveled, we should be the one place where, you know, kind of like the Alexandria. We have the Library of History that tells us the examples that precipitated the departure, when in the course of human events becomes necessary, blah, 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 blah. We should have a collection of this information, as John Adams admonished, and all be able to look back over the course of history. If Google's going to do any kind of great project that's not steeped in cybernetics and Lamarckian epigenetics and all that kind of, you know, dualism and game theory and all of that nonsense, manipulation, coercion, behavior modification, to help man be what he was meant to be, as JFK so eloquently put it back in 1961, free and independent. We look for strength and assistance, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent. This should be a place where we have these lessons of history, we've collected them, and we know them like the back of our hand, so to speak, into antiquity, because that's really, you know, the lessons, the great Platonic and Aristotelian examples just get recycled and rebranded over and over again. You know, the first technocratic tyranny that was notably written of, one might argue, is Plato's Republic. So, you know, it's the concept's been around for a while, and ideas keep getting borrowed as people return to history. Anyway, as you look at the headlines, this should be a place. I mean, I don't know. I think that everyone should see through the headlines in Bernaysian fashion if they look at them and be able to. We shouldn't even have to talk about them. But I will touch on a few, and we'll talk about the broader implications as we continue on. Because again, if what Jordy Rose is saying is accurate, then, like he said, this should be, you know, everything else pretty irrelevant. I mean, at some point in the near future, anyway, becomes irrelevant. And I want to focus on the weird occult, not even really subtle or implicit religious nature of his subject matter. I mean, he, again, that 2013 talk that Ideacity published, he said, talking about the D-Wave box, you know, it's like an altar to an alien god. That's what he said. So, you know, when a guy starts a company called Kindred AI, I think we can take those sorts of religious sentiments more literal than figuratively. When he makes statements like this, they sound very religious in nature. And, you know, of course, you can't help but think of the stories, you know, we talked about story back in 2017, the same time, you know, Jordy Rose is saying what he's saying, Kindred AI, Tech Vancouver talk. You know, there were stories like the Life Science article, Church that worships AI God may be the way of the future. So, you know, Anthony Lewandowski, that whole story. Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. All right, I said I would come back to this, but just quickly touching on this crazy stuff. So the Life Science headline was Church That Worships AI God May Be the Way of the Future, and I will throw the 16 or so different links to Anthony Lewandowski kind of stuff that I think of quickly. Way of the Future Church. What is this all about? I've talked about this in the past, read from that. Some of the headlines, though. Yeah. New Scientist, this headline, October 3rd, 2017, Building an AI God, Beware the Downsides of This Weird Tech Plan. And so, you know, in simple terms, the spoiler alert on it, I mean, people are just enraptured by this concept at a certain level. It seems there are certain people that are just captivated. And when you start to understand what they've been doing at places like D-Wave and Kindred AI, and this idea of, you know, the middle ground between one and zero, and being able to leverage and exploit, as they say, trillions of parallel universes instantaneously, so to speak, and the weird sorts of things, you know, reaching into the abyss, not just staring into it, but reaching into it and trying to pull things back out of it. You know, everything is the same. All of these parallel universes are the same, except for this one qubit. It's very dark stuff. And even by Jordy Rose's own admission, for example, you know, it's very dark. And so all of this, monumental sort of tinkering seems to me very dangerous. Anyway, what's interesting is, artificial intelligence has its roots in, largely in cybernetics. And there is a certain amount of this. I mean, there, to me, there is a distinction, and there is a marked delineation between most things that are referred to as artificial intelligence and machine learning, and then this other stuff that is the Jordy Rose kind of stuff. You know, according to Rose, the machine that was installed at NASA was essentially commissioned by Google back in 2013, I think. And that really, to me, is where the action is, similar to so many other things, like the cloud, for example. You know, when I hear the cloud, most people think, oh, the cloud, like James Corbett says, it's, you know, just it's somebody else's computer somewhere else. And there is a reality to that. But I think where that concept is headed, where we're being led essentially, is more along the lines of Tesla's beaming and storing of energy and information in the ionosphere, that kind of thing. And he had patents on that, and that sounds crazy, but I don't know that the United States Patent Office has ever been in the habit of patenting conspiracy theories. So what do you do? Who could even vet a patent like that 100 years ago? I want to beam energy into the ionosphere, and I want to store it. If I can heat it up, if I can, infuse it with a certain amount of particulate matter, like heavy metals, that'll allow me to heat it up, then I can store information in the ionosphere. Who can vet that patent? Who could vet it today? Anyway, I think that's where it's headed. And in similar fashion, when, you know, the pedestrian discussion of artificial intelligence is, you know, the usual kinds of things, but the more honest version of the discussion is the Jordy Rose kind of stuff, the D-Wave and Kindred AI kind of stuff. So on the one hand, you have the things that Jaron Lanier talks about, which are, you know, the fact that mankind has a marked propensity for dumbing himself down to make technology look smart. There's that, and that correlates to cybernetics, manipulation, behavior modification, that kind of stuff. But then you also have the other side of the AI discussion, which is the darker Jordy Rose, D-Wave, Kindred AI side of the discussion. So anyway, stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Monday, December 2nd, 2019. So, again, it seems we ought to have the lessons of history, our own in particular, and or, you know, the lessons of antiquity from which were drawn our own, so to speak, resulting in, you know, that landmark document When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another. You know, you see things from time to time. Every time I see a roundabout, it makes my eye twitch. Where is the other? There are so many stories I want to get through. A bunch of these. Hopefully I can do it quickly. I wanted to open up the phone lines, and I'm not sure if we're having some kind of audio issue, so I think we'll try it, because we've been waiting to do it. But I think people feel like there's really no opportunity to call in, so I want to, usually we try to do maybe like a a Friday, freestyle Friday kind of thing. But I think we'll try to open the phone lines out of the gates today and see what happens. So the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. We will see what happens. So there is the story. Well, before I do that, do you think is it a coincidence that books like Ralph Epperson's Unseen Hand, what is that? There are many fingers, but there's this unseen hand. All the fingers are connected to that hand. The Hydra. We used to have cartoon images in major nationally syndicated publications that warned, pictures worth a thousand words, and now, oh man, what has not been conscripted to the effort? Anyway, so books like The Unseen Hand, Chapter 36, simply titled Education, or John Stormer's None Dare Call It Treason, Chapter 6, simply titled Education. And many of these kinds of works, there are others, but many of them point back to the Rees Committee in particular. And I would say from there, it is essential to observe the cry of warning from the assistant director of research for the Rees Committee, Thomas McNeice, who wrote in his report to the Rees Committee titled The Economics of the Public Interest, these original studies of the public interest disclosed that during the 4 years, 1933 to 36, a change took place which was so drastic as to constitute a revolution. 33 was sort of the beginning, and there were, the progressive era architects were already hard at work in the decades prior. But by 1933, we have another panic, another fomented crisis that resulted in such a marked shift that, again, you have 40 years later, Senate Report 93-549 from the Senate Special Committee on the Termination of the National Emergency, saying that we've been in a perpetual state of national emergency since at least when, March 9, 1933, when Roosevelt declared a state of national emergency. But actually, as the committee and their report pointed out, this state of perpetual national emergency seems to date back to the Reconstruction era. That's interesting. So In Thomas McNeice's report to the committee, he pointed out, you know, this change, so drastic as the constituted revolution, and seeking to explain this unprecedented phenomenon, he said subsequent studies pursued by the staff clearly showed it could not have occurred peacefully or with the consent of the majority unless, what? Unless education in the United States had been prepared in advance to endorse it. So, I wonder, you know, the argument, there's a lot of, I think GOAT, the term GOAT, greatest of all time, I think that has an esoteric sort of Toynbee-esque nature. Just whenever I hear it, you know, the acronym, greatest of all time, GOAT, I think of Toynbee and the manipulation of language to secularize a society, so to speak. I don't like that term, but just as a point of reference. So there's that kind of talk, and gosh, you know, you think by comparison, I think previous generations, I think we're getting softer in America. And so you know, you have a number of standout running backs, for example, this year. I wonder, NFL running backs, I wonder what would happen if you put them up against somebody like a Jim Brown, for example. You know, that guy was a specimen in his day. And so, you know, are we really better? I wonder. And by the way, while we're on that subject, I think putting helmets on young people, Mike Rowe's assessment based on thousands of hours of safety training seems to support the notion that putting helmets on children doesn't make them safer. It actually has the opposite effect. It sort of anesthetizes them from potential danger, if you think about it. It gives you a false sense of security. Anyway, I don't think it's an accident that in many of these kinds of books, you know, like I said, I mentioned Ralph Epperson's The Unseen Hand, John Stormer's None Dare Call It Treason. These kinds of books, they usually have a chapter dedicated to the subject of education and how it's been infiltrated, hijacked, and subverted, because that's what you do. And while we're on the subject, when I went through the discussion of socialism and how everything is essentially a brand of Fabian socialism, you look back to just about every example throughout history, whether it's Robert Owen or Adolf Hitler, it seems that there's always an effort to indoctrinate the youth. It doesn't work. Socialism never seems to work unless, you know, if we could just indoctrinate the youth, then it would work. Anyway, enough on that. Let's go to the phones and see if we can make the phones work. Richard in Alabama, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi. I want to complain about something that is wrong with all of talk radio. All of it. And there's... they keep talking about population reduction.
Richard, so that's unfortunate.
What's unfortunate? They talk about population.
I think, do I hear you now, Richard?
Endlessly they talk about pop.
No.
What is happening here? Is your voice being buffered? Huh.
Very strange.
Well, Am I on now? Chris?
Well, I guess we'll press on for the moment.
Well, I can hear you.
I don't hear Richard. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, but, well.
I don't know what we can do to fix that. That's annoying, to say the least. I guess we'll have to wait, see if we can figure it out in the next break. Richard, if you can hold on, we'll come back to you in a minute. My apologies. It's difficult to carry on any sort of dialogue when we seem to be hermetically sealed in the cone of silence. One of us, at least. I think that one is me. I don't know. So we'll press on for the moment. And we'll come back to that in a second. So, continuing, and we'll return. It's interesting. You know, you see these stories. There is a glut of them. USA Today: Supreme Court may expand Second Amendment rights despite repeal of disputed gun restrictions. And these stories, it's interesting. You know, the headlines and the subheads are all of the sort of nature that, you know, well, I'll just read on. You read them and, you know, as if to imply that, you know, the Second Amendment has no limits. And I admit that is a scary thought these days because of the idiocracy that America seems to be becoming. But I think that Jefferson was right. I still feel like, you know, that's the beginning and the end of the discussion. That the remedy is not to take that control from them, but to inform their discretion. Anyway, so Supreme Court may expand Second Amendment right, because, you know, again, a well-regulated militia, where is that, by the way? Being necessary to the security of a free state. Do we think national security is important? Okay, well, a well-regulated militia. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The right is inherent. It is not granted by the Second Amendment. It is enumerated. It is not a constitutional right. It is a right by with which they are endowed by their creator. An unalienable right cannot be given away or taken away. The implied or the inherent, the generally understood, self-evident right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. For what purpose? Well, as part of a well-regulated militia, which is, you know, being necessary to the security of a free state. If national security is important and we believe our founding documents, well, and it's interesting, there seems to be a corresponding rise, and I know correlation does not equal causation, but maybe it does in some cases, seems to be a corresponding rise in these weird incidents with the decrease, you know, they seem to be inversely proportionate. The fewer people we have, general citizenry armed, law-abiding citizenry armed in this country, and the bigger the agencies become, the more strategy of tension kind of incidents we seem to have. And do you notice, by the way, that it's only the schools that get locked down in incidents? Businesses don't get locked down. University, it's the small, you know, it's grade schools, junior highs, those kinds of things are what get locked down. the ones that are looking more and more like prisons anyway. We go on lockdown. Whoever heard of such a thing? And whenever I think of, you know, grade school children in lockdown, I think of that Harvard working paper number 9, Harvard Center on the Developing Child, working paper number 9, persistent fear and anxiety can affect young children's learning and development. And the fact that this actually can physically alter a child's brain architecture. Like the abstract says, science shows that an early exposure to circumstances that produce persistent fear and chronic anxiety can have lifelong effects on brain architecture. Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. Still don't have the sound issue fixed. I wonder what's going on. Suddenly, We have sound issues. Anyway, so I want to talk about this Supreme Court story at some point. And just anecdotally, when I started seeing a bunch of these stories, USA Today, you know, headline, Fox News, Supreme Court to take up first gun rights case in nearly a decade, Los Angeles Times editorial, the Supreme Court should drop a problematic New York gun case, ABC News, justices take up gun case, though disputed law has changed. And this was one of the big ones, the ABC story with the subhead that reads, the Supreme Court is turning to gun rights for the first time in nearly a decade, even though New York City gun owners already have won changes to regulation they challenged in court. And just a number of these stories. NPR, first Supreme Court gun rights battle in 10 years may transform legal landscape. That's an interesting one. NPR, Nazi Patriot Radio. This was one where the clamor is, oh my goodness, this, you mean like just without limit, without restriction? Well, yeah, that's kind of what the Second Amendment says. Shall not be infringed is pretty, yeah, but you know, like Bill Clinton said back in 1993, sometimes you have to limit those freedoms when people don't exercise them. No, I agree with Jefferson. The remedy is not to take that control from them, but to inform their discretion. So there are a number of these headlines. That's, what is that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's Washington Post, New York Times, obviously. So, you know, and a number of others. These are sort of the high-profile examples, New York Times, Washington Post, NPR, ABC, Los Angeles Times, Fox News, USA Today. But cynically, when I saw these, I thought, well, I wonder how long it'll be until we have a another strategy of tension, high-profile strategy of tension. Oh, yeah, that's the New Orleans thing, 10 people injured. So here you go. Every single time. It gets to the point of absurdity. You wonder, are people paying attention? Who knows? Anyway, second hour coming up. Stick around. I'll be right back after this short break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.